And finally today, if you are on the East Coast, you already know. They seem to be everywhere. I'm talking about the cicadas of Brood 10, those red-eyed bugs that emerge from the ground every 17 years and whose song eventually builds into a deafening wall of sound that's impossible to ignore. Some parts of the eastern U.S. are already experiencing that. Others have yet to get the full treatment. But what we want to talk about now is, what's the best way to eat them? Turns out many people have been gathering cicadas and preparing them in a number of ways, from salad toppings to creature kebabs. Who knows? This Memorial Day weekend, you're getting ready for your cookout, and you might be feeling adventurous. So we decided to hear from a chef who's been giving this some serious thought. That's why we called Xavier De. He is the executive chef at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center here in Washington, D.C., and he has already prepared a number of cicada-based recipes that he is ready to share with us. Chef, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle, for having me. Really a pleasure to share that with you.
So I'm sure this isn't news to you, but I'm guessing that dining on any kind of bug is not something many of our listeners do regularly. So why would somebody want to cook with these creatures?
Simple. If you cannot beat it, eat it, you know? So they are here and we need to do something with it. You know, I'm always been using invasive species of one way or another. Then cicadas, here I am, 17 years waiting for you. And so, you know, me as a French, if we can eat snail and frog, I can try to eat cicadas, especially if I cook them.
Solid point. Just a point of clarification. They are technically not an invasive species because they are actually native to this area.
I do understand, but when you're having trillions coming in one time, how we can call that?
That is true. When you're like sitting on your deck and one falls into your coffee cup, you might see it as invasive. So totally get that point. But you were telling us that there's an environmental advantage to getting your protein from insects as opposed to,
of course,
to meat, right? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Insect is going to be the protein of the future. You know, insect farming is very sustainable when you compare to cows or any other animal farming, you know. Less fossil energy, less water, less space, less food, you know what I mean? So when you look at it on the end, insect farming has every way of being profitable.
I'm getting warmer. I'm not there yet, though.
You will come. You will come. You need to eat some of the cicadas that I have prepared. You know what I mean? Maybe you will trust it even more.
It could be that. So let's talk about these other people who are more interested in eating these things than I am. So what's the first thing you do? Like, do you gather them at a particular stage or how do you do it?
You know, I don't eat insects. It's not something that I eat every day. So 2 weeks ago, I start to harvest them. And I say, okay, what will be the good way safely to eat them? So I blanch them on the boiling water for 5 minutes. And after that, I lay down them on the sheet pan and I roast them for 2.5 to 3 hours at 200 degrees.
Wow.
So what I end up having is a very dry cicadas. They look like a little snack.
Yeah.
And with that, I made a powder, crushed them, and for one of the recipes that I did a couple of days ago, I crushed a flank steak for barbecue.
Okay.
So I grilled my flank steak, and overnight, I put this crust of cicadas, and I mix the cicada with olive oil, with garlic powder, with parsley, and I rub my flank steak, and I leave that like that to marinate overnight before to finish it the next day. And it gives a really a nice woody, nutty. It's very interesting.
What does it taste like on its own? Like, does it taste like chips or a nut or what does it taste like?
Okay, so for the dry ones, I try because after that, I have a lot of people who came from work and said, chef, I would like to try. Give me the opportunity to try. So I give them the dry one and it's like a chips. It doesn't taste anything. I did this one with a nice sea salt, you know, and if you close your eyes and we put different type of snacks, you will not know that it's a cicadas.
Let's say you're at a cookout this Memorial Day and somebody has taken the plunge and they've cooked up some cicada kebabs or something like that. Is there something you would recommend them to encourage people to try them? Would you say just lay it out there and put them in a bowl like some chips, or would you put it in something, or what would you do?
But first, when you have somebody, you need to talk and to be very enthusiastic and short them, then you eat them like a candy yourself too. You know, this is what I have done. You know, people always been working with me with long times know me, then I will not do that. But, you know, if I propose to them and they have this kind of sort of face, oh, no, I don't want that look. I eat them like a candies. And you do that in front of them and say, well, okay, so who I am different? You know what I mean? Let me try. And after when they try, some of them, I said, can I have some more?
And some of them are like, no, thank you. Okay. Jeff, you've been a lot of fun. I just have to say, a lot of people are probably getting together, maybe for the first time in a long time with family in some parts of the country where people are finally getting vaccinated and people are finally having get-togethers. I think it's going to be kind of an emotional experience for a lot of people.
What else do you recommend? For the first time. You're exactly right, Michelle. I think Memorial Day is going to be a great weekend. You know what I mean? Because you still pay attention to protect yourself. But this is what we have been missing. You know, we have not been missing not going to work. We have been missing going to see our grandparents. We have been missing going to see father and sister and mother and share those experiences. And I'm sure with that, the level of relationship will be different. We're going to value more the times we're spending with our families.
That was Xavier Dehaye. He is the executive chef at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center here in Washington, D.C. And he has been guiding us through cicada cooking. Chef, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, Michelle, thank you very much. And enjoy your great weekends.